الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الغيبة أشد من الزنا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was once asked by a Sahabi رضي الله عنه: ما الغيبة؟ What is غيبة؟ Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared ghibah as being haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. One should not engage in ghiba of another person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, الْغِيبَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Ghiba is more severe than zina. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu wanted to know exactly what ghibah was. He wanted al-ghibah to be defined so it would become easy for him and the other Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majmain and for the ummah to come until the day of Qiyamah to understand what ghibah is and to abstain from this destructive illness, ghibah. Mal ghibatu, what is ghibah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu. To make mention of your brother with something that he dislikes or he would dislike. That means to make mention of a quality of your brother, make mention of a characteristic of your brother, make mention of a habit of your brother that he would dislike being mentioned. Oh, he is very dark in complexion. So there are people who wouldn't mind even if you say to them on their faces that you are dark in complexion. He wouldn't mind. And there are people who would mind. You are calling me dark. then there are situations where if a particular person was to say to him, you are dark in complexion, he wouldn't mind. And if another person was to say, you are dark in complexion, he would mind. So whenever a person mentions a quality, a characteristic, a habit, an incident, a statement of a person in front of others, in the absence of this particular person, which if he was to hear, he would have disliked it. He would have disliked your mentioning that particular incident or that statement or that characteristic or that habit or that quality. He would have disliked it. Why am I being mentioned in this way? This is ghiba. Dhikruka akhaka bima yakraho. To mention your brother, that means to mention anyone. Brother, sister, your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister, your immediate brother, your immediate sister, your non-Muslim human brother, non-Muslim human sister, anybody, any human, to make mention of anyone with something that is associated to that person, which would make that person unhappy if he was to come to know, if he was present, and if he had listened to that conversation, he would have disliked it. That is ghibah. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, In kana fihi ma aqul, if what I speak about is in my brother, is in that person that I am talking about, I am not accusing him of anything. He is a thief, and if I, in his absence, tell people that he is a thief, it is something that he would dislike if he was to hear that he is calling me a thief. If what I say regarding him is in his life, it's a reality, is it still ghiba? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is what ghiba is. That is when you talk behind somebody's back and you make mention of something which he would dislike, which is in his life, which is a reality. That is what ghiba is. If you mention in front of people something that is not in his life and that he would dislike, he is not a thief, and behind his back you say to people that, oh, he is a thief, that is not ghiba, that is buhtan, that is slandering, that is a stage higher. Because in the first case, in the case of ghiba, you are talking about somebody and you are mentioning a fault that lies within him, and it is a reality that he is faulty, he is incomplete, he has some shortcoming, and you mention that in front of other people, and it is something that if he was to come to know of it, he would have disliked it, he would have disliked you making mention of that particular fault. That is ghiba, that is of a lower category. Something of a higher category is that you mention in front of people a particular person and you attribute towards him a characteristic or a habit or a shortcoming which is not a reality, which is not in his life. That is a greater sin. You are slandering him. In kana fihi ma taqul faqad ightabtahu. If you mention the fault that is in him, but if you mention that characteristic which is not a fault but which is in him and he may dislike, people make fun of so many people in different ways, various ways, Some people look at the color of a person. Some people look at the height of a person. He is very short, he is very tall. Some people look at the weight of a person. He is very heavy, he is very fat. And people talk and laugh. They find enjoyment out of it. So now we have certain situations here. Situation number one. You talk about somebody behind his back. And it is something that he neither likes nor dislikes. It is permissible. It is permissible. You talk about somebody behind his back, which he dislikes, the mention of which he dislikes. Why is he saying I am a stingy person? Okay, I may be stingy, but why is he talking about me? I don't like him calling me stingy. This is ghibah. It is haram. You have another person, another case, another situation where a person says good things about his Muslim brother or about anybody else. Oh, he is like this and he is like this and he is like this. This is a virtuous act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward. Whether that person comes to know of it or not, Allah will grant reward. You have another situation where you talk ill of a person and that ill does not lie within himself, or it is not in his life. A shortcoming you talk about. This is slander, a very great sin. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that whenever a person accuses an innocent person, whenever a person slanders an innocent person, oh, that person is like this and like that. You don't know him, I know him, he is like this. And it is not a reality, it is not truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let him die until he commits that same crime. He will not die until he commits that same crime. And then you have another case where a person mentions a shortcoming of a person on his face in front of other people. He is not his sheikh, he is not his father, he is not his muallim. Rectifying him and nurturing him is not his responsibility. He is not the khalifa, he is not the amir, he is not the imam, he has no responsibility. He has no authority over that person. And is mentioning his fault on his face. You are like this and you are like this and you are like this. This is also haram. Why? Because you are causing pain to a human, which is impermissible in Islam. So mentioning somebody's fault behind his back is also haram. And to mention it on his face is also haram. You have another scenario. You do the same thing, mention somebody's fault in front of other people. You are paining him, you are disgracing him in front of everybody. Again, this is also haram. Even those people who are muslihin, who are muallimin, parents, those in authority, who are nurturing people, it is very important for them to keep their hearts and intentions supervised when they are reprimanding those people who are under them. Because if the intention is revenge, that I am speaking in anger in front of everybody and telling him off because he has hurt me, and this is the punishment that I want to give him. Revenge, not Islah. Islah is not the intention, revenge is the intention. This is haram. Hurting him, paining him, punishing him is the intention. This is not permissible. Even for a sheikh, it is not permissible with his murid. Even for a teacher, it is not permissible with his student. It is for this reason, Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say, that a teacher should never reprimand his student in the state of anger. Because in the state of anger, a person may exceed his limits. So Hakim al-Ummah Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that when the anger subsides, when the anger cools down, thereafter you reprimand him. So a question may arise that when the anger is not there, then how can I reprimand him if I want to instill fear of a particular degree in his heart? Because in order to keep somebody on the straight path, you have to bring the element of fear. The whole world is agreed upon this. If you exceed the limit of driving, you will get 3 points. What is this? This is element of fear. You will be fined £100, element of fear. So when you become angry on somebody, then element of fear. Fear, because you love that person, and when you see that person angry, you feel within your heart that, oh, I have hurt him and I do not want to see this situation again. Fear that, oh, I may lose this close bond that I have with my teacher, with my sheikh, with my parents. Fear. So Hakim al-Ummah Thanvi Rahmatullahi is a pretend to become angry. And when a person pretends to become angry, he cannot exceed limits. When a person is angry, he can exceed limits. But when a person pretends to be angry, he cannot exceed limits. So slandering somebody or mentioning the faults of somebody on his face is also a major sin. From this we understand that many people, when backbiting, they begin the conversation with these sentences that I'm going to tell you something about Zaid, Amr or Bakr, and I have no hesitation in mentioning the same thing on his face as well. So there are 2 points here. The shortcoming of Zaid, Amr or Bakr that you are mentioning at this precise moment, when Zaid, Amr and Bakr is not there, falls in the category of ghiba. Just because you are able to say it on his face does not take it out from the category of ghiba. At this moment it is ghiba. Because ghiba is to talk about somebody behind his back and mention his shortcoming, his characteristic, the mention of which he would dislike, and that is what you are doing. Dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu. So at this moment, it is ghiba, whether you are able to tell him on his face or not. And number two, to mention it on his face is also from the kabair. Because to taunt somebody with his fault, or to make fun of somebody because of certain characteristics that are in him naturally, is also from kabair. It is from major sins. So, in kana fihi ma taqul, if you say, if you mention that behind his back which is in him is ghiba, and if you mention that which is not in him behind his back, that is buhtan, that is accusation, that is slandering. It is more greater. So let us abstain from this grave sin. This is one of those sins from the Kabair which is very, very common. Awam the layman and Khawas the special people. You have two sections in every category. So in the religious people also Awam, the common religious people, and Khawas the special who are so called very religious, the ulama, the mashayikh, the muballigin, from head to toe, those who look very, very pious, very God fearing. This is such a sin from the Kabair, from which even the Khawas are not safe. Nearly every majlis that people sit in, some way or another, people will backbite even for 5 minutes. This sin will creep in. And both are haram. Speaking ill of others and to listen to others speaking regarding others, both are haram. There are certain places where ghibah is permissible. For example, a person needs to acquire a fatwa from a mufti, and the mufti is only able to understand the situation with the whole scenario, then you will be able to say that Zaid did this to Amr, and Amr did this to Bakr, and Bakr did this to me. What is the Shari'i ruling? Even in that situation, it is better to say that, instead of saying my brother, seeing that a person has a problem with his brother, it is better to say it like this. This type of ghibah is permissible. Similarly, a person is planning to loot somebody. A person is planning to steal somebody's wealth. A person is planning to murder somebody. Now you go to the police and inform the police. At that time you don't say that to mention somebody's evil or something that he will dislike is ghibah, and I want to stay away from ghibah. There are situations where ghibah is permissible. The muhaddisin, the imma of jarh and ta'dil, who have collected the lives of the muhaddisin who come in the chain of narrations, they also do ghibah. Permissible ghibah. This muhaddis was like this, like this, like this. This muhaddis had this fault, this fault, this fault. He had this quality, this quality, this quality. Why? Because without this ghibah, we would not be able to assess the status of hadith. This is permissible ghibah. But before engaging in permissible ghibah, one needs to consult the ulama and the muftis. Because we are unaware where it is permissible, where it is not permissible. So what I am saying is that ghibah, somewhere along the line ghibah will creep in. So one has to be speaking ghibah is haram, and listening to ghibah is also haram. And both are engaged in committing a major sin. Many people safeguard their tongues and they say, Alhamdulillah, I totally safeguard myself from ghibah. Alhamdulillah. But they listen to ghibah. And they like listening to ghibah. They have all the room to walk away from that gathering in a very polite manner, despite that they don't. It is not a permissible ghibah. It is not a permissible ghibah. Despite that they don't walk away. And if they have their own needs, they walk away politely. So to listen to ghibah and to engage in ghibah verbally, both listening and speaking, both are impermissible. And both are from the Kabair. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ghibah is more severe than zina. That does not make zina lightly. That makes ghibah more severe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is declaring zina to be very, very severe. He is not making zina light. Zina, adultery, fornication is very, very severe in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of the Sharia, in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If zina is abhorred by each and every Muslim, everyone dislikes zina, everyone knows zina is a very bad thing, even those people who engage in zina. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning here that ghibah is even more worse. Ghibah is even more worse. So we need to control ourselves. We need to control our tongues, and we also need to be very, very vigilant as to what we are listening to. And if we have backbited anybody, we need to seek their pardon. Because if they do not forgive, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us regarding ghibah. And the person whom we have backbited will be given our good deeds. And if we have no good deeds remaining, because we have backbited so many people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer into our book of deeds his evil deeds on the place of ghibah. My late father rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that we are so careless in regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we dislike somebody for some reason or another, my late father, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that we are so careless in regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regard to our akhirah, that if we dislike somebody for some reason or other, then we backbite him so much, and we do things against him so much, and we hurt him and pain him so much, that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will stand in line to take our good deeds away from us, the very first person will take away all the good deeds. And as far as the rest of the other people are concerned, we will be on the taking end. They will be transferring their evil deeds into our accounts. So we have to be very careful whom we talk about, whom we listen about. Control the tongue, control the ears. Backbiting is haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to abstain from this sin, which is very much disliked by Sharia, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in regard of which we are the most careless. This is the sin in regard to which we are the most careless. Whilst trying to abstain from it, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His help also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from this. And all those people who we are associated to, whom regarding whom we know that we have backbited, we should ask for forgiveness. We should ask for forgiveness. We should sort out our matters in this very world before we depart from this world. And at the same time, we have learned that we need to abstain from accusing people, from slandering people, and also we need to abstain from saying things to people which will, on their faces, which will bring them hurt and pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from everything that brings calamities in this world and in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi. سيدنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف سيئها إلا أنت ربنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.